station. Props, outstanding content. But when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On.
Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On.
Yes, we've all been stuck behind you, sir, wondering aloud, is it going to turn here? No. Maybe at the next? No. Then maybe? No.
You're gonna cause a five-car pileup.
Perhaps, Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On, you are simply on a personal mission to drive around the entire globe slightly to the left.
I'd honk my horn, but you wouldn't notice.
Apparently, you don't notice anything.
Maybe you'll notice this obscene gesture, yeah.
You believe a left turn signal should be left on, and your right turn signal feels so right, you never shut it off. And so we dub you, Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy Who Leaves His Stupid Blinker On.
Oh, he must be turning here. Nope. Oh, dear. No.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Welcome to Friday, May 21st. We're back in the studio live. And Kara is here with me this morning.
Hello, everybody.
I think this is the first time you came without a cleavage.
No, it's not.
No?
You've commented.
Okay, the second time.
No, you've commented. Because every time I do, we have a conversation about that and how I wear cleavage.
Yeah, but you look like a church lady today.
But I have, it's super short, so you have to like...
Oh, I see. Okay. I didn't notice the length of it.
Really? So now I look like, see guys how I can't win? I can't win.
Why can't you win?
It's a joke.
You don't need to win.
It's one of those, well, you know, here's the deal. Then I tone it down. Now I look like a grandma. See, that's why, and big chested women that wear mm-hmm. high stuff.
Right.
It looks maternal.
Yeah.
It's not really attractive. There needs to be like a middle balance. You know
what I mean? No, but it suits you. You look fine.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling well, and it is Friday, so I'm excited.
Woo-hoo!
My favorite day of the
Friday!
Week. I think a lot of people like Fridays, huh?
Everybody likes Fridays.
Yeah, Fridays are cool.
I love Fridays even when it's not Friday because
what does that mean?
Well, I mean, I feel like living here, you can kind of feel like every day is a kind of a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
I know I keep pounding that message, but it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
It is a celebration, you know, but I mean,
it is.
The weekend means you don't have to get up early, and that's a good thing.
Well, you know what? That's true. That's only one drawback, but we don't have to get up that early.
That's still pretty early.
Well, you get up kind of like super early. Like
no, not really. I get up at 7:15.
No, you get up old man early. Like you get up in
old
remember?
Man early.
You get up old man early, right? You get up at like 6 and things like that?
No, not anymore.
Really?
I can barely get out of bed at 7. Are you kidding? No, I don't get up early anymore.
I thought that
only
you did.
Only when I have to.
I thought that you did.
No, I don't. I just go to sleep late and I get up early.
So that's what sucks.
It's tough. Yeah, yeah.
That's what's tough.
So I'm tired. But, you know, today I thought I'd try something new and I had breakfast. I actually had some cereal.
Oh, yeah?
And I am feeling a little better, a little more energetic. So I need to start doing that.
I love breakfast. I'll eat breakfast for dinner and things like that. I love breakfast.
No, I know. It's just in the morning, I don't really feel like eating. So I sort of had to force myself, but it was good. You know, I mean, I like the after effect.
What did you have?
Cereal, like Raisin Bran.
Oh, that's gross.
Why?
Well, remember when we read all the top sugary
and cereals.
not as vitamin packed as you think, and Raisin Bran was one of them. They're like, if you're gonna go,
it was the top.
Yeah, it was like the top. They're like, if you're gonna go for Raisin Bran, they're like, have fun and do Cookie Crisp.
Yeah, well,
do you know Cookie Crisp is even not that bad?
Yeah, I guess, but you know, I don't really concern myself with that. I just eat it. You know, because it tastes good to me. So what can I tell you? I like raisin.
Gross.
When
raisin. You know, people that are like, oh, I can go for a little dessert right now. I can go for a little something, something. And then they have a piece of fruit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's awful. That makes me mad.
Yeah.
A good friend of mine, her husband he just doesn't like sweets. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of a food puritan a bit. Uh-huh. Great, great cook, but just when it comes to the desserts, he becomes very militant, like, you don't need it, you know, that kind of thinking. And I'm like, okay, whatever. But we were all cooking and I was like, I'll make the dessert. And I was like, what should I bring? This is before I knew he had an issue with desserts. Because everybody's got issues with something. Somebody's got an issue with something. Everybody's got an issue with something.
I suppose. That's what life's about.
Nobody's balanced. They use the word balance. Nobody's balanced. But anyway. So he reacts. He goes, berries and cream. Berries and cream. That's all you need. Berries and cream.
Right.
And I was like, are you kidding me? Berries and cream?
Yeah.
Like whipped cream and berries?
Uh-huh. Sounds good.
Yeah, but that's not my idea of a dessert. That's nice. That's refreshing. It's kind of nice, you know.
Right.
It's simple.
But you want some creme brulee or something, you know. Or,
I want some chocolate.
Right.
Something dirty. I mean, come on now.
Chocolate's good.
Did you know that white chocolate doesn't have any cacao in it?
I figured it's white.
Well, you know, they call it white chocolate, and that's why I never accepted white chocolate, because I didn't know that. I thought it was like an inverted chocolate or something like that. But I knew in my heart it wasn't the real deal. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the way it tastes, but I also knew that it had nothing to do with the chocolate family.
Right.
They're trying to pass it on to chocolate people, and they're not buying it.
Yeah, well, I like white chocolate, but I never, I never thought it was that related to regular chocolate.
It's not that good.
Yeah, well, it depends. That's your opinion. I happen to like it. Do you ever have those Lindt balls, you know?
Those are my favorite.
Yeah. So, I mean, the white chocolate ones, it's like, man, it's like honey.
Oh, man.
It's really
cool.
Is? Yeah.
No, they're screw really the white chocolate
they're
ones.
Creamy.
They've got peanut butter ones. They have hazelnut ones. And they have really dark chocolate one. Oh, yeah. Those Lindt balls. And you eat it and it just melts in your mouth.
It melts in your mouth.
It pours in your mouth.
It's in like orgasm in your mouth, you know?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
And it's over very quick.
She's like, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, no, I would, but it's over quick. It's over very quick.
Yeah, I know. And it's pretty fattening, too, obviously.
Well, they're like tiny little balls, you know?
Yeah, but they're good.
But I was thinking today on the way here how people like to image manage, you know what I mean? People, which is what we do. We want to show our best foot forward. We want to present ourselves in a certain light. We don't really want people to know if we're stressing or sweating anything, right?
Right.
Generally, whether you're in the media or whether you're just a person going to normal work or whatever, you don't like everybody knowing your business, right?
Right.
Okay. However, here's the flip side to that. Mm-hmm. Is you get people, you don't just get people, you get societies that are basically liars.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Because everybody's acting like things are cool when they're not. And I understand you don't want everything to show, but this whole word balance is such a chic word. And I've even used it a million times and I get pissed at myself when I use it. It's all about balance. It's all about balance. Especially when you're talking about weight, you're talking about lifestyles, you're talking about health, or you're talking about like never overindulging in anything. Take away food or anything like that. It's, you know, I know I don't watch too much TV or I do that. You know, all about self-control and restrain.
Right.
But I look at some of these people that are just chopping up their carrots and they're like, you know, the skin underneath their neck and their clavicle area is so tight and they're chopping those. They're like, hi, Jan, just going to make a little bit of a carrot salad here. Whoa, I just want to go crazy today with these carrots. And everything's so tight and intense. And I'm like, they're not balanced. There's just a lot of people that are pushing balance.
Yeah.
Like yoga people.
Uh-huh.
You can't even make jokes about yoga in LA.
Really?
I make jokes about yoga.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize yoga's great.
People take it too seriously.
Oh, my gosh. Obviously yoga's great for your body. It's great for stretching. It's great for strengthening. There's a lot of great qualities to yoga. But the people that go, not every single person, but there's a culture of it being kind of like this crazy-like cult.
Really?
Don't you think so?
I don't know. I don't know much about yoga.
They're weird, man.
Really? Well, that's interesting.
Not all. I mean, half of them are my roommates. They all go.
Yeah.
But it's funny, even when they talk about it, like, I got to do my yoga. I just got to get some yoga in. I'll feel so much better. Oh, my gosh, that yoga class is so great.
Well, it probably does well for them.
Well, you know? It does do well, but even they know what I'm talking about when I make fun of the people there.
Yeah.
And here's another thing.
Yeah.
You've never seen somebody that was like 300 pounds go, You know, I lost all my weight doing yoga. It's a skinny person's workout.
Yeah.
I mean, it's supplemental. You know, it's a supplemental workout.
Yeah, it's more like strength and it's spiritual in a way as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's supposed to clear your head.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm just letting you know, those people, don't get me started on balance.
I won't get you started.
Well, okay. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. So yesterday there was a news conference, and I was going to have our host, one of our hosts, Lucia, on the phone, but we didn't come here yesterday. So apparently what happened is Mercury Insurance is raising the premium for cougars, for women that live with younger men.
What?
Yeah.
How is that?
I don't know.
Even possible?
I don't know, but that's what they did. So they did a whole demonstration and a news conference yesterday.
Why? Is it because they have younger guys that can wreck their cars?
I don't know what it is. I mean, can you figure it out? I mean,
well,
it's not... They don't say that, you know, 16-year-old guys, you know. I mean, I would imagine if you're with a 60-year-old woman and you're like 40, you know, that's still a cougar. Mm. And yet, you know, I mean, at 40, you're pretty responsible.
Well, I mean, if you're dating like a 21-year-old, I mean, that would really make that would make a difference, you know? I'm looking. Where did you find this article? I'm trying to read it.
I don't know. I don't have the article. It's just that she sent it to me. And actually, I saw it on the news, on the local news. They had it.
Mercury.
And they
Mercury Insurance is increasing their rates.
Their premiums, right.
How is it any of their damn business if they're shacking up with a younger guy?
I don't know. You have to wonder, you know, what people sat in the room.
It's only got to be
decided that this is like riskier.
It's only got to be if the woman lets him know, oh, and by the way, I've got a boy toy. He's about 18.
Yeah, exactly. How do they find out anyway? You know, I guess if it's two people on the policy that live in the same household.
Yeah, I would think it's something like that, you know, where they actually, you know, had to put him on the thing.
Yeah.
So what would be the political correct word for a cougar?
Politically correct word for it?
Yeah, is there
an older woman who likes to screw younger guys? That's a politically correct one.
Okay, let's go with that. Let's see what younger guys. Let's see what happens.
But yeah. Oh, they call them cubs. Did you know that?
Who's cubs?
The guys.
Oh, that's so gross.
The boys.
That is so insane.
The cougars
gross.
And the cubs.
Ugh. Ugh.
What's gross about that?
I don't like the parental element to it. I think if you're going to be sexual with somebody, it needs to be peer level. It doesn't mean you have to be the same age.
Yeah.
But there has to be kind of like, you guys are, no one's above the other person. There needs to be equality, like as far as intellect and the things that you need to have that kind of connection. So when you have a guy that's, like, I like older guys, but we're kind of on the same level. It's not like I'm like,
I know. It's not like you're with an 18-year-old or something.
Yeah, it's not like, I mean, I've gone out with guys 20 years older than me.
Right.
But there's a little bit of a guardian type feeling, but it's very slight. And
and
it's mainly we're having the best conversations, really.
Mm-hmm.
And the best kind of stimulus in that way.
Right.
And so I feel like we're kind of, the pace is quicker. We're keeping up. Whereas... Mm-hmm. You know, people my age, it's like, guys that are 28 now, it's getting okay.
Yeah.
But definitely up until my age now, I mean, most guys, I just couldn't handle that were my age.
Yeah.
Come on, like a 25-year-old, really? 23-year-old, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What are you going to do with those?
Yeah, but when you're 50, would you get together with a 30-year-old?
I don't know. I think things change as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody changes, right?
Yeah.
So you go into your early 20s, you're trying to find yourself and to just discover life. You get into your mid-20s, things kind of stabilize a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I'm sure it doesn't even kick until your 30s. I've heard that people don't really know who they are, or like 30s is more liberating.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not really even there yet, but
right.
I know that I've generally always been attracted to older guys.
Mm-hmm.
But they're usually really attractive older men, too. They're not like, you know.
You got to have the best.
I've just got to have the cream of the damn crop.
Yeah.
No, I'm just playing.
But it seems like it's more acceptable for men to be much older than for women, you know.
Well, if you look at it from this perspective, I mean, to each his own, right? I mean,
right. If
I can't say how I'm going to feel when I'm 50.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what I've noticed with older people, and this is specifically guys because I don't date women, but even women that I know, there comes a point for some people, and it's not everybody, where they want life.
Mm-hmm.
They want to still feel young and they want to do
right.
young things, and not just the things, but there's this excitement and energy, and they're not weighed down by life. They don't have the baggage yet.
Right.
They're not bitter and jaded.
They have tight bodies and shit too. You
that
know?
That plays a factor, but I also think it's the energy.
Yeah.
Because people go through life, they get hurt, they get broken, they have to rebuild, and they get broken again. And sometimes you can just feel that on people. And not that there's any shame in that. That's living, you know?
Right, right.
And it breeds wisdom, and it breeds strength.
Yeah.
But it's to keep that wisdom, that strength, and still have an effervescent, I love life energy, right?
Right.
And I think that as people get older, they lose that. And that's what I know a lot of guys that like younger women, a lot of it is not just the looks. It's also the fact that... They're
makes
younger.
Them feel young, yeah.
Makes them feel young. They're having fun.
I feel
fun.
Very good with a 24-year-old right now, you know? I mean, that would be, like,
but
amazing.
But you love being with your wife because she, you guys have the same...
Yeah, but you don't have to mix the two, you know? I mean, I'm just telling you in general. We don't always
You're
have to go back
dork.
To that.
You're such a dork. Yeah. Kara. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
If I had a 24-year-old, I would be very happy.
You'd be, like, babysitting.
No, I don't think so.
You'd be like, leave my car alone. Put my credit card down.
Well, at 24, I think women are pretty, well, maybe not that mature, but I'm not looking for someone mature. I'm looking for someone young.
And then, okay. I don't want to play out this. I want to play out your fantasy on the air. Yeah. But I guess going back to your question, I think maybe women, there's... And women, you know, sexually peak later in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think women, I don't know this, but I think women just, obviously I'm in my 20s, so I don't know. But I think women get sexually more and more and more as they get older, just more into it.
They do. It's also because they don't play games anymore, you know. It's sort of like you meet someone, if you're attracted, you just go to bed together, you know. You don't start thinking.
Well, I don't know if it's like that, know. Sam, for
it every is
woman.
Like that.
But I think women are, like you said, uninhibited, and they become more... comfortable with their sexuality as they get older. I'm assuming that's the case. And liberated, and they're ready to play.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know if men, it's the opposite.
No, it's not.
You know, I gotta tell you, I know but from experience it is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So what are you saying? That men are losing it when they get older?
Everybody's an individual, so that's clearly... case by case, but right. I will say generally, and I haven't been with a lot of people, but I did have an older boyfriend.
Right.
And the stamina and everything is not the same.
How old was he? Older.
He's 20 years older than me.
20 years. And there was no stamina.
Not none.
What
but
does
not
that
as
mean?
Much. Not
like
as
he
much
couldn't
as...
stay up or what?
That happened once. Yeah.
Well, that happens. It has nothing to do with age.
And that's true. Yeah. Okay. Well, I can't believe I'm telling you this stuff. No, why do I tell you?
A lot of men have that problem,
okay,
you know,
well,
and it
you know
can
what?
Be a million things.
Okay, so my first relationship ever, he and I, he was very young and so was I, but anytime we did something new, it made him nervous, and so then there would be kind of a loss there, but only for like 3 seconds, and he'd bounce back,
and then
right?
It's back up.
Yeah, it wasn't like a, it wasn't like an issue, but then... He was young, you know what I mean? There wasn't an issue.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
But,
you know, young or not, you know, you give him some medication and you'll see him, you know, going flaccid quickly.
Well, no,
there's a lot of different things that
well,
can
affect
that.
Well, this guy, when I was with my first boyfriend, he was very young, so it wasn't an issue. And I really got to understand that it was more of, like, insecurities or things like that that were quick. And sometimes overexcitement, too, like, you know. But... The guy that I was with that was much older than me, that was my boyfriend for a while, he was, I think, 48. No, he was, the time, he was like 46, I guess, which isn't that old.
No.
Anyway, but it happened like twice, and I don't know what the deal was.
Yeah.
But it wasn't one of these things that it bounced back quickly.
Okay.
That bothers me.
So that's a specific guy. I mean, that's one guy, you know?
Yeah, but I've also
been... You can't make generalizations.
Yeah, but then I was also involved with an older man again, and the stamina, it's like, it's not like an all-night thing. Well, sometimes it would be all night, but for the most time...
But who says it has to be all night?
Well, when you're young, that's what you... I mean, when you have it, that's what you want to do. It's not like you just...
Yeah.
You know, or it doesn't be like all night, but like on and off all night. Do you know what I mean? Like if you've got it and you can, you want to, and you like it's fun.
That's when it's new, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I mean, I still experienced a bit of like, Well, here, let me just ask you some sex questions, okay, as a
sure.
guy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, if a guy, like, masturbates mm-hmm. frequently or daily or whatever,
right.
that can affect his drive?
No. Not at all.
Okay, let's say you've done it a couple
it
times.
It depends who you are. You see, if you're very, you know, very sexual, then I don't think you'll have a problem.
Like,
you know?
If a guy has had... You know, he's done it a couple times, mm-hmm. you know?
That night, you mean, the same
that
time?
Day.
Right, that day.
And then it's more difficult when you're actually doing it, too.
I don't know. I haven't found that to be true, you know, but it could be. I mean, it makes sense, you know. Maybe you're just not as horny anymore, you know. But it depends. It depends. I don't think it's at the expense of partner sex, you know. It's not. It's like something else, you know. Self-love.
No, because, yeah, well, I think that if you're not seeing each other daily, mm-hmm. you know, like if you're like with somebody daily, well, then you know that you're going to have that fulfilled, mm-hmm. right? So you don't have to do it. You can go to your partner. But if you don't see each other daily or you see each other every other week or a couple times a month, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? You're not sure when that encounter is going to happen, so you've been doing
right.
it on your own.
You see, but you assume that people masturbate because they don't have it some other way. But that's not necessarily true. I mean, people can do this and be very, very happy.
I don't get it, but I realize people do that. I just don't. Right. I don't see why you would choose that over that.
Because it's faster. You don't have to focus on somebody else. You know, you can use some fantasy or something. And it's just something to release pressure. You know, I mean, it's not necessarily because you can't get it somewhere else.
Well,
I'm here to tell you, many, many married people, women and men, masturbate regularly. It's a very natural thing.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is I think that the concept of sex, what I believe is really for the other person, not just for yourself. So mm-hmm. I get that it's more convenient and faster, and that makes sense logistically. Mm-hmm. But the heart of it, I think this is my opinion.
Plus, you can reach much better orgasms on your own, I think.
Really?
Yes.
Puh.
Yeah, because you know exactly what satisfies you. You know.
See, that's sad to me.
Sad?
Yeah, because I think that's...
Oh, my God. You know, you're
well,
like living
opinion.
In the 17th century, you know?
Listen, I haven't been around the block that much, but I got to tell you, the best I've had ever not by myself.
Yeah, okay. Well, you've got to admit that although you're 28, you haven't had that much experience with sex.
No, I haven't. I mean,
okay.
I'm not saying that I've...
You're not that open to it either. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
well, in what
if
sense?
You're not masturbating, you're unusual. I'm telling you,
unusual,
you're the exception.
Unusual is not necessarily bad either.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not here to judge you. I'm just saying that, you know, I mean,
you
it's,
pretty
it's
much
not
are,
about...
Sam.
What?
You pretty much are. You
I'm not.
Me. Well, whatever.
I'm just saying that you haven't had enough experience, so maybe you wouldn't know.
I think that, though, although I agree with what you're saying about experience, but I would challenge with this. I mean, a friend of mine, too, who's a comedian, you know, guys, and then being a guy comedian. I don't know if you know about that culture. It's just, you know, it's just whatever. A free-for-all, and mm-hmm. you're on the road. It doesn't matter. He told me, he said, a friend of his got married to his wife, and they only were with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it really does work better that way. He goes, because what you don't know is sometimes best, because you don't have anything to compare it to.
Mm-hmm.
And then that person is, in your mind, kind of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, although I see where you're coming from as far as experience is experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like almost too much experience can sometimes make it harder to focus in on the person that you have, doing the comparison game. And I'm not saying that you should live in the dark ages, but I also think that, you know,
you are. I mean, you're advocating being ignorant, you know?
It's I'm
like
just
if
saying
you don't
there's
know,
a level
then...
of ignorance that is bliss, though, when it comes to, I mean, if you've, and I'm not saying you, but if somebody's been with a, and I know this as a fact from people I know,
mm-hmm.
that somebody that has had multiple partners, it is harder for them to not compare, to not...
You see, you're going based on what other people tell you, you know?
It's not just one
and
person, but it's
yeah,
a lot
it's just
of,
one
lot,
person.
No, there's
yeah.
a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people tell you that stuff.
Well...
I know, because I talk to people. I know what's going on, you know?
Oh, do you talk to every single human out there?
No, I don't. But I think in my 50 years, one thing I have done is been around the block a couple times, you know?
literally. Sure you have, Sam. I'm just saying, I think that there is something really beautiful about you know, it being other-centered. And I, you know, call it idealistic. That's fine. Call it ignorant.
Yeah. But it's not ignorant. It's just that you view sex in one particular way, and that's it. And that's what you're striving for.
Yeah.
But people can, you know, utilize sex for many different
people
ways.
People can do whatever they want, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I'm not putting restrictions on anybody. I'm just telling you ideally what I believe. And I think it's, you begin with the ideal in mind. You strive for what you consider to be the best. And, you know, that's what I believe.
Yeah.
You know,
I can totally see you like in your 30s, you're going to be like a total tramp. You
what?
Know,
don't say that. You say, oh, I'm not judging you. And then you're like, yeah, you're going to be a total washed up tramp.
I'm not judging. That's not about judging. It's about thinking that you're so repressed now that one day it's all going to explode.
But do you realize something?
What?
I'm the one not getting laid, but I'm more happy than a lot more people. I'm not as sexually frustrated as you who has the opportunity, and, and you could tell that you're sexually frustrated, but
I'm not sexually frustrated at all.
You
not
seem like
all.
You've got a lot more angst than I do.
Why? No, I don't.
No, there seems to be like it's constant tension, like, and for me, I'm like freaking happy, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fake. It's
I'm
true.
Very happy. Very happy.
Well, my point is this.
And sex makes me happier.
Oh, I know it does.
Okay.
I know it does. I'm just saying, if I'm so repressed, I have some of them. I'm just so much more. I feel like I have so much more life than a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And it's not an arrogant thing.
Okay.
It's true.
But it has nothing to do with sex. It
no,
has
but my
to do
point
with
is,
the
if
way
you're
you
calling me,
life.
If you're calling me repressed and frustrated, it's like I don't live that life.
I didn't say frustrated.
But I don't live a life
of repression.
I don't think
you're frustrated.
I don't live a life of repression. I mean, really, I don't. I go out, I have a blast, I'm full of life.
That's true, but you repress your sexual side.
Well, repression in the sense of like your, or suppression, it's you're basically staving it and making it dormant, but it's not like it's raging all the time, and it's not like I'm
constantly...
No,
it's not, because in your mind, it's not part of your life.
No, not right now.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm cool with it, though.
Yeah, I know. I know you're cool with it. That's why I'm not judging you. I'm just saying that what from what I'm seeing... I think you're going to be a slut one day.
Well, I think that you're highly wrong. I don't even have to battle that because that's just the most ignorant statement in the world. I think it's
good,
your fantasy that I'd be a slut so you could be like, yeah, see, I told you.
You'll see.
I'll be a slut with my husband.
Uh-huh.
I'll work it out.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, crazy. You got it all figured out. That's good. I'm happy. I hope it turns out exactly the way you want. I really do.
Well, I mean, you know what? We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'll update you.
Yeah. Send me updates in 10 years from now.
I mean, it's not like I've not experienced anything. I mean, hello.
It is like you haven't experienced anything.
Compared to what? It's like I've got friends that are still virgins.
Right. I know. And that's very unusual, too.
Very unusual, yeah.
And
well,
I'm sure it's not an accident you're attracted to them, too. Not sexually, but
No, and the Christian and the Christian community, there's a lot of... I mean, not everybody, but clearly I'm not.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of virgins.
Yeah.
Yeah, that are like, I have a friend who, I have a friend that's in his 40s that's a virgin.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he's happy too.
No, he's not.
He's not happy?
No, he's not happy about it.
Okay.
But no, but my friends that have waited, you know, my girlfriends, they're happy that they did.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's not common.
Mm.
Yeah. It's actually in the Christian community, it's not uncommon.
Really. Yeah, really?
Yeah. I know you wouldn't believe it, right?
No.
It just seems so fake.
Yeah.
Like some of my hottest friends are virgins.
Really?
And two really great girlfriends that are smoking.
Really?
And one's 30, never had sex.
Really?
And she is smoking.
Yeah.
And the other one's about to be 30.
Yeah.
Never had sex.
Wow.
Smoking.
Wow.
And they talk to guys, and guys talk to them. I'm always thinking, like, if these guys knew, they wouldn't be half-stepping. They wouldn't be trying to step up and talk to these
exactly.
girls. If they knew.
Yeah, if they knew there was no chance. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of the same with me. Like, I mean, I love just meeting people, but... I mean, if I know a guy's really trying to come at it from that angle, I'll be up front with him.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to waste a guy's
time. At least you're honest, yeah.
Yeah, because it's just... I'm actually supposed to go out with this dude tonight. It's a friend thing, but how funny is this? So after my experience with the date that I went on where the guy wanted to go Dutch on the second date.
Right.
I'm pretty upfront. Maybe this is not good, but I can gauge whether a guy is cool with upfrontness.
Mm-hmm.
And I could kind of tell if a guy or anybody is... that kind of offends them or they need to warm up to you to where you can be that honest.
Right.
But I usually just barrel through anyway. barrel through and hope they get it later, and then they'll get to know me and they'll be like, oh, I remember that time, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So this guy had asked me out, and then I quickly turned it into a business situation because he actually has something I want.
Yeah.
So I was like, look, let's discuss this, this, and this, and it kind of changed the dynamic. And that's just where my head is right now, too. I'm trying to get this video made, a couple videos made, so
right.
It's kind of like, let's talk and let's see what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. And then he was like, well, I really don't want to drive to Hollywood. Would you come to the West Side, come to Santa Monica? And then I wrote, well, if you're buying the drinks, I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, get in the car and I'll see you in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
And he wrote, well, so you're buying the drinks in Hollywood? And I was like, I'll buy you a drink. That's it. And you're cut off.
Really?
And then he goes, then he liked that I was forward about it. And then he was like, why don't you just drive to the Santa Monica and you'll buy your own drinks. He's playing. You buy your own drinks and then we'll go see this comedy show. I said, oh, great. Another LA. I said, a guy that asked me out then wants me to drive to see him and buy my own drinks. Awesome. And I even wrote that. I was like, this just gets better and better in this town.
Uh-huh.
But he was playing.
Yeah.
He's like, no, this is a business arrangement. I thought, no, I wrote him. I said, cool. I am totally down with doing that because I would hang out with the guy. He's way cool. I said, no worries. Let's do it. I'll meet you here. We'll do this. I'll buy my own drinks. But just to let you know, this neutralizes the situation and we will be buddies.
Right.
So think about that before we seal the deal.
Right.
I said, make sure that you want just buddies because there's no going back.
Right.
Really, because once you kind of put that out there, it's like, meh, I'm not turned on. That's just how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Be pissed. Don't be pissed. It's biological. Can't handle it. Boom. I said, so let me know. If you just want this to be buddies, I'm buying my drinks and I'm cool with it.
Right.
And he's like, well, I thought this was a business arrangement. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, don't try to front. I said, you asked me out first and I turned it into a business arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah. So do you like fish? So he wants to go out, but I said, after all that, try to prove a point, why don't we just both buy our own drinks and keep it buddies? Because here's my thing, Sam. I like seeing in a guy that he wants to do all the frilly stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It just says a lot about a guy,
mm-hmm.
about his character, and about honoring a woman. And I think that's great. But then at the same time, if I'm not sure if I feel romantically towards somebody,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like maybe I don't want them to go that route because... Mm-hmm. I don't want to put them out, or I don't want there to be an uncomfortable, artificial romantic vibe set.
Right.
So I kind of want to just hang out first and get the read and see if it's romantic or not, and then have them pull out the stops.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, does that stunt that side? You know what I mean?
Right.
What do you think?
Well, I don't know. Let's see. We got a phone call here.
Okay.
Let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Stephen Chilhead calling in. I was supposed to be the guest today. I'm the author of the book Hollywood Stories, Short Entertaining Anecdotes About the Stars and Legends of the Movies.
Right. Okay. you know what I realized? I never got a confirmation from you on this, but since you're on the line, let's go ahead and talk about this.
There we go. Impromptu. You're on the air.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
Yeah, so you wrote a book, and what's it called again, Hollywood?
Yeah, it's called Hollywood Stories, Short Entertaining Anecdotes About the Stars and Legends of the Movies. And I'm a tour guide in Hollywood, and I started collecting all these little anecdotes to tell, and then I had the idea that stories could be told anywhere, so that's the basis of the book.
Cool. So you're a tour guide. What do you do? I mean, where do you take people?
It's city tours around Hollywood, Venice, Beverly Hills, and I just tell a lot of stories. I try and find little known stuff, about the places, like the Chinese Theater, for example. Sid Grauman, who built it, he lived from 1876 to 1950, and he just loved playing practical jokes.
Mm-hmm.
There was one time there was a movie, it was called Ave Maria. It starred Jeanette MacDonald and Nelson Eddy in 1933, and the Hollywood Reporter did an article saying Jeanette MacDonald would be fired.
Mm-hmm.
So the director of the movie, Ernst Lubitsch, he left the issue of the Hollywood Reporter on a table on the movie set, so when Jeanette MacDonald finished singing her number, she looked down and saw it, and she started crying and ran to her dressing room, and Ernst Lubitsch was laughing his head off.
Mm-hmm.
So Grauman was really good friends with Jeanette MacDonald, and he decided to get her back on her behalf,
right.
To get Ernst Lubitsch back. So the whole company, they had to fly on an airplane from L.A. to Santa Barbara for the premiere. And, of course, airplane flying a lot scarier back then. So what happened was is that Grauman hired a couple of stuntmen to dress up like airplane pilots, mm-hmm. and they rode in the cockpit with the real pilots. Yeah. So everybody on the plane was in on the joke, and they were teasing Ernst Lubitsch. Ernst, look out the window. Look at those beautiful jagged rocks below. And he said, no thanks, and he lit up a big cigar. And the two phonies, they came out of the cockpit into the cabin and said, Mr. Lubitsch, we have terrible news. The plane is running out of gas. And they jumped out with parachutes.
Wow. So there's a lot of stories in Hollywood. Now, how did you find out about all these things that are happening? I mean, you are a tour guide and everything, but obviously, you have some sources or because you're talking about something that happened a long time ago. It's not something
right.
recent.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's mostly, hitting the books. The bibliography is over 150 books. And then, you know, there were stories from DVDs and also stories that people personally told me. The book starts, there was a gentleman from Australia who went on my tour who was telling me that the day before he had gone to Universal Studios and they were going by where where Alfred Hitchcock made Psycho.
Right.
And the tour guide was talking about it, and all of a sudden this man comes out from behind the Bates Motel in a dress with a wig and a knife charging the tram. And the tour guide doesn't know what's going on. The people on the tram are like, what is this? This guy looks like a maniac. And he comes toward the tram. He raises the knife. People are screaming. He takes off the wig, and it's Jim Carrey.
That's funny.
Yeah. He was making a movie up there, and he was clowning around. And then he took pictures and signed autographs for everybody. So basically, I get the stories. You know, it's just over the years, just collecting anecdotes wherever I could find them.
Right.
If something was interesting and hopefully not too lurid or too offensive.
Right, right. And you have the book divided into Oscar tales and Walt Disney stories and television tales and so forth. So you've covered quite a bit here. And do you consider yourself being an entertainer or, are you an entertainer? Do you do anything else other than being a tour guide?
I've been at it for years with different projects. I did two audiobooks before. They're called Tales of Hollywood and Fascinating Walt Disney, and I actually have a little one-minute radio feature that's syndicated in a few markets. So, I haven't really qualified. I started off being a writer. And I was working as a limousine driver, and then I was asked to give tours, and I just became really interested in it. And I said, well, this is more interesting than being a limousine driver because, you know, you're thinking, at least if you try and make it creative, at least, you know, you're not driving people from A to B or B to C, you're actually telling people something. And so I just started collecting the stories, and then I had the idea the stories could be told anywhere, and so I started writing them down, and it's just, you know, gone on to all these different projects.
Right. So let me ask you this. I mean, you're a tour guide and everything, so you know where many celebrities live, right?
Yeah, a few, yeah.
Yeah.
It's constantly changing, and you can't always rely on the star maps. Like, one of the stories I have in the book is it involves Lee Marvin. One time he got so drunk, he had just purchased a new house, and he couldn't remember where it was, so he bought a star map to locate it.
That's really funny.
Unfortunately, it was a new house, so it wasn't on the map yet.
So I see a bunch of you guys right where I live, off of Beechwood.
Yeah.
You over there a lot?
Not me. No, I don't. You know why? Because I drive a bigger vehicle, and I have friends that go up there, but I I've got weight restrictions as to where the bus can go.
You know what happened?
When Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston used to live in Beverly Hills, they lived on a cul-de-sac on Ridgedale Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And if three or four tour buses went down there at the same time, they'd literally get stuck.
Yeah.
And Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston's neighbors were constantly calling the police complaining that they were literally trapped in their driveways.
Wow.
So the Beverly Hills and the city attorney in L.A., at one point they were going to completely get rid of all the tour buses in residential neighborhoods. And then the tour companies went to court and said, look, let's do a compromise. And they agreed on small vans. Mm-hmm. Because they prefer the small vans to the alternative, which is people buying star maps.
Right.
sometimes the people with the star maps, they get out. And like one time Brad Pitt, he was living up in Hollywood, and some girl found his house with the star map, and she got out, and she climbed over the fence and climbed into his house and got past the security and went up to his bedroom and took off all her clothes and was waiting for him when he got home.
Yeah, actually, I think I remember that. Wasn't that publicized?
Are you serious?
Yeah, she got an interview on the Howard Stern show, actually, from that.
Yeah.
No, that's wrong. That's such a violation. How psycho are people?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I think he's trying to show that, the stars really don't have normal lives.
No. And the reality is like he hasn't seen a million naked women.
Yeah.
Like, you're just going to wow him. He's going to come home and go, oh, damn, hot damn.
Well, those are fans for you. Those are stalkers, you know.
Who lives in my area?
We call the police.
Who's living in my area? I think that Brad and Angelina live in Los Feliz, right? Because I've been stopped by paparazzi. Not that I look like either one of them, but they ask questions.
Really?
Yeah, they ask. Paparazzi are kind of all over in that area.
Uh-huh.
It's not.
Yeah, they have more than one home, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know who lives off of Beechwood?
Off of Beechwood. Oh gosh. No, I don't. I don't currently know. I don't go up there that much. I'll have to do some looking into that. I know. Off of Outpost. Some of the people like Bob Barker and what's her name? The one, the South African actress.
Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron, they live there, and Ben Stiller lives up there, but Beechwood, I don't know offhand.
There's a lot of stars over where I live, because I live at the foothills, right? So they kind of come out of their caves. They come out of their little caves, and then you see them at a coffee shop.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
I love that area, actually. I love those little houses. And of course, the story about the Hollywood sign is really interesting, that it was originally there to sell real estate, the Hollywood land. It was only supposed to be up there for 2 years. It wasn't supposed to be a landmark at all. And then people liked it so much, and it was donated to the city of L.A. So, yeah, it's a beautiful area where you live.
Yeah, it's really nice. We've seen Adam Levine, the lead singer of, what's it called, Maroon 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look, we got stars all over the place. I know many of them live in the valley. What are some of the stars that live in the valley? I know Britney Spears, right?
Yeah, George Clooney has a place over there.
Fryman Canyon area?
What's her name? Miley Cyrus, lives in Toluca Lake, right down the street from the other girl on the Disney Channel. What's her name?
Yeah, that's okay.
There's a lot of people.
Where's Brittany live?
The one was in High School Musical. I can't remember her name right now, but
Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah, and I think Zac Efron's family lives over there too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now doesn't Brittany? I thought she had a place in Malibu, then Beverly Hills. Did she?
Yeah, she has a place in Beverly Hills. Definitely. By the way, Britney Spears. One time she went on a Stars Homes tour with her friends after having not such a good concert over in Mexico, and she had a rough time, so she decided to relax and take a Stars Homes tour, and she actually went over to that house I was just mentioning, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston's old place, and stood on her car and tried to look over the hedges and almost fell and hurt herself. So that's one of the things that happens, is the stars are starstruck too a lot of the time, and actually go around looking at the Stars Homes.
Right.
In fact, Elvis used to take people on Stars Homes tours.
Really?
Now, who are some of your favorite celebrities, and are you starstruck or no, or who would they be?
I'm old, I've been around doing this for a while, so I actually had an affinity for some of the older stars. I used to love to see George Burns. He was so nice. When I first became a tour guide, every time he would wave and smile and stick his head out of the car, and everybody would get his picture, and the girls were always saying, oh, he's so cute, they used to take him over to a country club called the Hillcrest Country Club. And for years, that country club had a no smoking rule, and they just had changed it so people 95 and over could smoke. And he was just he was just an absolute gentleman. And another one I really enjoyed meeting, actually it was before I was a tour guide, was Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh yeah,
who was really kind to me. I drove him in a limousine. But you know, pretty much I've been lucky, and I'll tell you, Johnny Depp. I was at the Chinese Theater when he got his handprints and footprints, and I can tell you, I didn't meet him personally, but you could just see what a gracious guy he was, signing autographs and taking pictures of everybody, with everybody. So, you know, doing what you're supposed to do as a star. So, you know, hey, listen, I like anybody who's a nice person.
Yeah, there you go. And, Stephen, the book is Hollywood Stories, Short Entertaining Anecdotes About the Stars and Legends of the Movies. And I got the book. I sort of like skimmed through it, and it seemed pretty fun read. And I'm definitely going to read it now. It's just that I wasn't sure you were going to come on the show today, so I haven't had a chance to really read it. But
sorry about that.
But that's okay. I mean, we're always open to great guests and stuff. So everybody go get the book. Do you have a website to go with this too?
Yeah, the website's HollywoodStories.com, and it's also available at Barnes & Noble stores throughout Southern California, and Amazon, of course. So, but you can find out all about it at HollywoodStories.com.
HollywoodStories.com.
Thank you so much.
Great domain name. Okay, Stephen, thank you so much, and all the best to you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you both so much. Nice meeting you.
You too. Take care. Well, that was an unexpected surprise.
I love it. This place is crazy.
Yeah. I'm glad I picked it up because I wasn't going to pick it up.
That's fine.
Sometimes I'm just not in the mood for calls, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love callers.
But I figured 9:30 it was probably a guest or something that I wasn't sure about. You know, in my old age, look, I'm 50. Now I have excuses for forgetting things, you know.
50.
I'm an older man.
Do you feel old?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Just
50 seems old, but
it does seem old.
It sounds old, you know.
It sounds really
old.
Sounds really like the grave.
Yeah.
But
fuck you. Thank you.
I'll give
Thank you very much.
Hey, you sound to be a slut in my 30s. There you go. I'll give you back. Listen, what about you feels 50?
I don't know, just the number, I think, if nothing else.
Just the number.
Just the number.
What about your body, though? What feels different?
No,
come on, don't lie. You're not
20. Look, I'm not. I don't have a six-pack. I don't have all that, but I would if I went back to work out. You know, I have a body that, like, develops very well, you know? I mean, even if I hadn't worked out in 10 years, I still have a certain definition in my body. But look, I mean, you know, you just... You know, you get gray hairs, obviously, and things like that. You know,
only thing that I would recommend to anybody getting older that's a man, tweeze the nose hairs and don't have, like, the pubes coming out of your ears.
Right.
Those are disgusting.
Yeah, ears and nose, definitely. And
like,
I trim
those
all the time.
Make sure that stuff is down. Like,
right. But that's not, I mean, that doesn't go necessarily when you're 50. Some people have that when they're
in
their 30s.
Yeah, but a lot of guys, when they get older, their ears get huge. They start looking like bushes or coming
out
of their
like
ears.
Gorillas.
It's so gross.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm not one of those. I hope you noticed.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's the only thing I'm concerned about for you.
Oh.
I mean, everything looks pretty normal.
No,
I
trim everything. Don't worry about it. I'm very much into hygiene.
I know you
know?
Are. I'll give you a hard time, but wouldn't it be funny? Wouldn't it be funny though if you're trying to put on your headset and then like your ear muffs stick way out to the side because you have this tuft of like bush hair coming out of your ears.
I know. And you know what? It's distracting. When I'm talking to someone when there's hair sticking out of their nose, I can't focus on anything else except that.
Like
know?
My roommate, she's 6'2", so when she doesn't understand people, when they look at her, they look up her nose.
They look
I'm
up
like,
her
you need
nose.
To make sure that shit is clean, girl. She'll have a couple danglers. I'm like, you need to trim it up or like, you know, trim up the hair. She's like, no, you need hair. It's good when you inhale. It filters the air. I'm like, it's nasty.
Yeah.
Trim the hair. People see it, and they see the danglers.
Yeah. So, a couple of news items. I guess John Travolta and Kelly Preston are pregnant again. And this is after, remember, they lost their son?
Yeah.
And apparently, this is not in this article, but I heard that their dogs got run over.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine? It's like, what string of bad luck do they have, you know?
I mean, that sucks, not to minimize it, but, you know, I think you can handle a couple dead dogs after losing your kid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's mean. I don't mean to be mean. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know?
It depends. I mean, some people treat their animals like they're people, you know? And you know, I mean, whether I agree with it or not is beside the point. The point is that they do, and they get very close and attached. You know, so so they're there. And then I wanted to talk about Hugh Hefner kicking out his
I noticed that they were
girls.
They left already.
Yeah, two of the sisters, Carissa and Christina.
Why?
He threw them out because he was fed up with them dating other men. And but, you know, this is nothing new. I mean, we interviewed here a few months ago. What was her name? God, I forgot. St. James. Was it? God, I forget. Oh, Isabella St. James. And she used to be one of Hugh Hefner's girls, and she wrote a book.
Yeah.
So we interviewed her on the show a few months ago. And if I remember correctly, I mean, those girls would date all the time. You know, and not just behind his back. I mean, he knew about this, but there's not much he can do because they're all doing this. So now, I guess he finally
had
enough of this.
Well, he can cut off their money supply. That's
yeah, exactly, and throw them out. And he was doing that.
I thought with the original, well, the three girls, Bridget, Holly, and Kendra, I thought that they were not dating other people during their time with Hef, but when they met somebody that they broke it off.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just know that, you know, if you read the book, you should definitely read the book. I forgot the name of it, but her name is Isabella St. James, and she was a, she was one of Hugh Hefner's girlfriends, and it was really fascinating to read about this whole thing because he does control them with money and...
But here's the thing, is he really being cruel? I mean, it's a relationship that's consumer-based. It's
right.
Solely based off... I'm old, I'm decrepit, but I have a lot of money, and I want your youth to make me look good.
Right.
And the girls, we don't have a lot of money, we don't have a lot of options, or we don't think we have a lot of options, but we're smoking hot.
Right.
Let's do a business arrangement. It's a business arrangement.
Right, exactly. And they all know this, you know. In fact, some of them don't have sex with him.
I would. Why would you ever want... I mean, how could you even make yourself want to get on top of that man?
Yeah. Well, you'd be amazed. I mean, some women are screwed up. I don't know.
I mean, not that he's an awful person, but he's a grandfather age.
Yeah, he could be a great grandfather.
Well, how old is he? Like 80 something?
Probably. I don't know.
Who wants to have sex with an 80-year-old? At 80 something year old, you're not supposed to be having sex with a young girl. That is gross.
Yeah.
That is gross.
Yeah, but he can. Yeah, he does it because he can.
Freaking dusty dick. Sorry, that was bad, but you have to smack the dust off of that thing. Like, okay, let's just Lysol it down.
You're bad.
But come on.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're married and or in that age, or you're dating, or you're having sex with somebody in your age category, it just seems so wrong.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, I mean, I was reading that, you know, they go out all the time.
The girls do?
Yeah, with Hugh Hefner,
uh-huh.
And they go to clubs and stuff, but they constantly are like on the prowl for other guys. For
yeah,
sure,
yeah,
you know.
Like they're like 20
I mean, yeah,
years old,
they're
21.
Like yeah, they're young, you know. They want young meat.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
No, they don't want to be.
So you're right. It is a business transaction.
But I just think that if they're not going to hold up their end of the agreement, then
right.
he gets different women or.
Exactly.
You know, I didn't read a lot on it, but what I've heard is that there's a lot of strict curfews.
Mm-hmm.
There's places that they can't go.
Right.
And
he gives them allowances, and they go, and they buy, and yeah.
I mean, but those girls were making money for the show, right?
What show?
Like the reality show, they're paying the girls.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even realize there was still that show going on. But
well, that's what I saw the other day, is that they moved out, and it didn't go into details. And I was like, oh, the show's only been on a little bit, you know?
I think the show has been on forever.
No,
I mean,
these
I remember
new girls, the new girls.
Oh, new girls?
Yeah.
I see. Okay. What channel is it on?
It's on E.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it says right here. It says the girls' stars are moving out of the Playboy Mansion into its neighboring Playmate house to focus on promotional work.
Yeah.
For the men's magazine. Really? That's not. Then how is that the same thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
But yeah, forget about that. But
yeah.
I wanted also to get into Lindsay Lohan.
Uh-oh.
And she was supposed to appear in court yesterday.
Oh, really?
But she's in Cannes for the movie festival and claims that she lost her passport. So she went to the American embassy and tried to get a new passport, but the judge didn't buy that. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if
So there's a warrant for her arrest now when she comes back.
Well, the point of what she's where she is, I mean, she's got such not a good track record, credible track record. So if you lose something, it just sounds like a cop out.
Yeah.
But I mean, the fact that she did go to an American embassy kind of, I think, legitimizes the fact.
I don't think it does. No. I mean, you can say you lost it, you know, and you didn't really. How can you prove? You know, how can they prove that she didn't? But, you know, but like you said, she does have a not a very good track record.
And why does she have a warrant? I mean, why is she going to...
Because of all the drunk driving and the mayhem that she's caused in a couple of clubs.
What I don't understand, when you're at that profile and you know you like going out clubbing and you can afford to have drivers in cars, in cabs.
Because these people are not rational, you know? I mean, these are celebrities.
Just start the night off. I know, start the night off and going, hey, you know... Pierre, guess what? You're driving tonight. Boom. Here's the keys. This is where we're going. Mm-hmm. And have somebody... I mean, I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
Not have to think about driving and parking in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Go save cruising up Mulholland Drive in your convertible for like a Saturday afternoon or something.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need...
Well, I think sometimes they try to live like normal people, you know? And they drive themselves and go out to the store by themselves and things like that. You know, otherwise you'd never see the celebrities out there. You know, but they do go out, and you sometimes see them at the farmer's market, at Starbucks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they try to live like normal people. But I don't see how normal that can be when you're Lindsay Lohan. Is she back with that girlfriend of hers?
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't find her very inspiring, you know. I thought that she was... I think when your personal life becomes bigger than your... professional life, people start to really just I just don't find her inspiring.
I mean I don't think she's that hot either, you know. I think you know, the only reason she interests me is because she's a crazy woman. She does crazy things and it makes her interesting.
So you like the whole screwed up thing?
No, I mean, I'd like to see what happens when they arrest her. You know, they're saying they might give her 180 days in jail. So I don't know. Anyway, we're going to take a short break and we'll be back right after this.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
your computer, on your Wi-Fi radio, on your iPhone. Commercial-free original talk. Only on LA Talk Radio. Your favorite talk station.
In a world where shitty talk radio proliferates the internet, two people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Kara in the morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Saving the world, one listener at a time.
I like that jam.
Yeah. Something's wrong with this slider here. Look, it's not going down. Wow. Okay, anyway, something's screwed up here. Okay, well, thank you for joining us, for those who are just joining us. And we have Maisha in the studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning.
And are you guys friends, or did you just
I can't
meet?
Stand her. She is a trifling. No, I'm just playing. Maisha is one of my favorite peeps. We met a while back when I was going to a church in Culver City.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you call in once?
I did.
You did call in once. Mm-hmm. Now I remember. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, not this one, but this one, yeah.
Okay, there we go.
So,
yeah, no, she did. She's true blue. Girl's got my back. We've got story.
We do.
Really?
She's yeah. Well, Maisha's a jack of all trades. I mean, she's a businesswoman. She's doing awesome, and she's just recently started going into a different direction. Well, I guess supplementally, I guess of what you've been doing. But I started working with her doing some marketing, and then started doing temp work for her temp agency.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she. It's like, how much do I want to reveal about my broke ass
self?
Just imagine the stories. I'm like, Maisha, I'm trying to pick up that check, girl, but my car just ran out of gas. I'll walk down to my bank and get all my pennies out. I'll be, she's like, girl, I got a check with your name on. Get your ass down here. You are so, she's like, hey, take a couple pudding snacks. She'd have like a little pantry in her office. She'd be like, take some pudding snacks, some bottles of water.
Gonna help you.
Yeah, she's just a good girl.
Yeah.
She's a good girl.
So you guys met at church, right?
We met at church.
We met at church.
How long ago was that?
4 years ago?
About four years ago, yeah.
Wow.
4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And what were you doing in church? Praying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Do you go to those Bible classes that she goes to? No.
No, I don't even go to that church anymore.
Neither one of us. Yeah. We've kind of moved into different directions. I guess he means Bible studies. Do you do Bible studies?
Oh, not regularly. No.
We've been through some of them. Some of those were crazy, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I look back.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just have to find the right one. I am looking for a Bible study right now, but haven't found
one. Kara has one, and they party when they... when they study.
Wine, cheese, and chats. Yeah, you know, we're having a good time. We had LAPD show up one time and had Bible study.
No.
We were laughing. We were laughing so hard. It was, hello? That was Claire, my roommate. Hello? LAPD. Who is it, really? Los Angeles Police Department, ma'am, open up. She's like, really? And she opens up the door. He's like, you guys have a noise complaint. You have to keep it down. And we're like, oh, you're having a Bible study. Okay. And he goes, she goes, can you tell us who told on us? No, we cannot. Okay, bye. That's how that went.
Getting it on for Jesus.
I'm trying to tell you, girl, we had a good throwdown.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It was just really fun. Just really, really fun. You know how it is.
You can get caught up.
You get caught up. We get caught up a lot. So.
Yeah. So where are you originally from, Maisha?
Born and raised.
Oh, really?
Born and raised.
Not that many of them around here, huh?
I can do one better. Both of my parents... And even better than that, which is not common for black people, my mother's mother was born here.
Really?
Yes, and that is not common for
black
folks.
Why is that not common?
Because a lot of black people came from the South.
From the South.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're talking two, three generations back.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah.
So black people aren't naturally grown in California? I mean, you are, but I didn't even know that.
No, but a lot of people, if you talk to... people. Uh-huh. I mean, a lot of I'm not speaking for all, but have origins
from
the South.
But it's true. Yeah, I mean, it's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not lying.
So you, your parents, and your grandparents, your grandma.
My mother's mother.
Okay.
Now, my dad's mother was born in Nevada, which is close enough.
Which is still like, you know, west.
Yeah, but both of my grandfathers one grandfather was from South Carolina, and the other one was from Oklahoma.
I see.
Speaking
of
black, let me ask you something. Not that you would even know this, but you know how it goes. Ignorant questions. Do you think there's black people in Alaska, or a lot of them?
You know, I know a black person in Alaska. I used to work for a woman whose sister lives in Alaska, and she lives in this tiny little place where you can only leave like once a year or something. A plane can only come in.
Really?
Like, I just imagine it. Have you ever seen Ice Road Truckers or whatever
they call it? I've seen something like that, yeah.
I think it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So I imagine her just living in this tiny little island. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how are you the only,
how did she get there?
Older black woman wind up on this tiny island where a plane can only come like once a year.
Isn't that
the most
crazy?
Random thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that's interesting. Like how you know, like you said, most of them are generally are from the South, and then I was just thinking, well, Alaska. No.
Yeah. I have no desire to do Alaska. Do you,
you know?
Yeah.
Do you?
Although it's beautiful up there, you know.
Have you been?
No, I haven't. But I mean, pictures and you know, videos.
But I think of cold, you know.
Yeah, it is cold. It's very cold, you know, but at the same time, you know, if you take like a cruise there and stuff, it's just beautiful. You know, I wouldn't mind doing that at all.
Yeah, but it kind of reminds me of like kind of geriatric-y.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
cruises to Alaska.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I know. Well, it does, that's the reputation they earned, but I think now they have ones for younger people.
Yeah.
As well, you know. But, yeah, I mean, it's different from a cruise to the Caribbean or something, you know, where it's sun all the time and warm and pools and ocean and that. But it's a whole different ride, you know. But I think it would be nice there.
Yeah, it's not. That's not going to be my honeymoon destination.
No, huh?
No.
You want to go to a warm place.
Warm place with, like, coconut trees and bananas and
mm-hmm. I don't think
adventures.
Many people go take their honeymoons to Alaska.
No, they take, like, the retirement party last night. Like, oh, let's pop some champagne by an iceberg. That sounds like fun. Say hi to the koala bear. I mean, not the koala bear, but the polar bear. It's because they had a polar bear's.
Hope there are no koala bears in Alaska.
Poor damn koala bears. Oh, man. So, Maisha is, I know a lot about Maisha, and I asked her, are there any off topics? She told me what the off topics were, and then I persuaded her to let them not be off because they're too good. They're too good. But before we get into that juice, Maisha just started. Well, you've been doing it for a while, but because this woman is crazy. Like, I will always get something in my inbox sent from her about, oh, this shoe's off. This shoe's half price off. Only this Thursday at 3 p.m. at a secret warehouse downtown. She knows where the deals are.
Really?
Like, hardcore.
Uh-huh.
Right, Maisha?
Yeah.
How do you find out about them?
It just comes to me.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
you attract it, huh?
Yeah.
You put it out there and it comes to you.
I put it out there and it comes out there. You know,
right.
Just I'm different websites and sales that I've been to, and I sign up for their, how do you call
sample
it?
Sales or
sample sales, and, you know, put on myself on their list, and then
right.
I
newsletters.
Just keep,
and,
yeah.
Yeah.
So
but she's got
I
the
out.
No. I mean, this girl's got the no, and every time I go to her office, you know, she'd be having this crazy desk, and all over her desk would be a shoe, a purse, a bag. It would be like the new dress that's
my
coming
wall.
Out. It'd be like a wall of stuff that's like the clippings of it.
Yeah.
And then she sends me stuff. But it's part of what you're great at, which
yeah.
is she started getting into personal shopping, right?
Right. My mother
oh, really?
Said, yeah, my mom says that she wishes she could push the button because she said she created this monster, mm-hmm. but she wants to turn it off.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She says she wants to turn it off. I just
too
love
late
to shop.
Now.
I just love to shop, and it doesn't matter if it's for me or for anyone else.
Really?
The
yeah.
act. What do you, mm-hmm. what is it about the act that you love?
I just like doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, I just like finding great things,
yeah.
and it doesn't have to be anything in particular. I mean, it can be a houseware item, or it can be a great shoe or a bag or mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. I just love doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I like to see people's reactions when they get something nice or, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, have you had a lot of experience in this? And I mean, how do you know what would fit someone if you're a personal shopper, right?
Right. Well, you talk to someone. You talk mm-hmm. to the person. And if I'm going shopping for Kara.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Before we go there, she and I went on a cruise.
If you shop for her, it has to have a lot of cleavage.
No, well, hold on. Before this is at our church function, because our church function, they'll cut you, right? Like, we let it hang out. We were going on a cruise, and Maisha brought, like, what, the 10 suitcases? They were all leopard print or something crazy like that.
They were leopard.
And then I had, like, one suitcase, and I was like, damn, Maisha, why do you have so much damn luggage? She's like, well, if I wasn't if I didn't have trampy dresses that were this big that could fold into one bag. And she went like, and she put her hands together and go, whew, like it's like micro mini. She's like, yeah, if my clothes were that small, it was hysterical. So, yeah, she, anyway, so what if you're shopping for me, how would that go down?
Well, I know your style.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say, you know, just like, so, but maybe,
Yeah.
You know, but I, you know, like what you have on today is really cute. And mm-hmm. that's so Kara.
Mm-hmm.
And a great, let's see your shoe. That is so Kara.
The toes are a little jacked up. Don't look.
Didn't see the toes. Don't.
Good. don't even stress, girl, because I got to get me a patty. I got to get my patty on. Shoot.
But I know her style. Uh-huh. So I would know what direction to go in.
How
but
would you describe the style to listeners? What is my general style, if I have one? You go, just say what, just say it. Say it like you mean it, girl. I don't care.
No. Well, it's complimentary. It's yeah. cute. It's Kara.
Okay.
You know, I see Kara, and I know she's going to have on a cute dress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe a little short mm-hmm. or shorter than short.
Right.
But it's going to be cute. Mm-hmm. You know, it's your style. Cute
yeah.
California.
Cute California. Okay.
Yeah. yeah.
There you go. I like it. Well put, girl. Give me five. Way to make me look good. Way to make me look good. Hi. Yeah.
Now, she likes to wear a lot of cleavage and stuff. I mean, do you think that sends sort
today.
Of a message?
I don't think so.
No?
No. If you got it, flaunt it.
Right.
And it's also, would you say there's a difference in cultural, though? Because at our church that we went to, I mean, women were all different shapes and sizes, and it like cleavage was just like an elbow. Wouldn't you say that?
Hey.
Yeah.
If you got it,
yeah.
put it out there. I mean, you're not showing nip, so as long as you're not showing nip, I think you're okay.
Yeah.
I mean, but certain situations you know
yeah.
cover up, but
yeah.
But then she's surprised why people react in a certain way.
I'm not surprised. I'm just saying it doesn't give people the right to have a dialogue with everybody that has an opinion.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't like it, don't look.
Right.
And if you like it, don't look too
right.
long. You know,
yeah.
it gets a little too...
Well, but I'm sure most people don't say anything unless they know her, you know. But so it's not like you go out on the street and people say things to you, you know. So
no,
when people know you, they're comfortable
yeah.
talking about
it. Well, it's not... I mean, I just think that... I'm trying to think, other than you, Sam, who you're a little off with the whole thing.
Sam
I don't,
has issues with it?
Well, no,
issues,
Sam...
not at all.
Sam
I love
likes it.
It,
but he also is trying to tell me, like, look, you know... Look, like it's almost like
I'm just trying to make her see how other people view it. That's all.
But I'm okay with
you know,
that.
How,
like how
that?
Men look at it. You
how?
Know, they look at it as she is, you know, like you said, putting it out there. You know, maybe trying to get some attention with her breasts and stuff. You know,
but see, so. For me, the way I look at it, and that may be true, the way I look at it is, I feel the most pretty this way, and the most comfortable, and the most, it's like the most flattering outfit. So that's what I do it. And then I do realize that sometimes it does generate a certain reaction, but I mean, it's usually not that big of a deal.
But obviously you're aware of it because you wouldn't wear it to church, right?
No. Well, right. I was about to say no, and Maisha's like,
Not so sure.
We've all been guilty of it. I mean, I wear mine out.
Yeah.
Maisha's got a rack, guys. Sorry, I had to say it. I can't just be about my big boobs. Like, hi, it's got to be about your boobs. No. But anyway, that's enough about my freaking boobs. But yeah, Maisha is... So you go back to, like, your process with shopping for somebody.
Okay. You call me. You want to buy a gift for Sam.
Okay.
You don't have time to do it. That's why you call me.
Okay.
You want me to do it. So I'll ask you questions about Sam. What does he like?
I'll tell you.
What's his favorite color? Right.
He likes young girls.
Mm. And my favorite color is black and red.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like gang colors.
Black? Gang?
No, I'm just joking.
You wear
Sam.
Black all the time.
I know. It's easy.
Yeah.
I have like so much black from all the different part-time jobs I've had. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I think black in clothing is pretty good. It's complimentary almost to everyone, I think. No?
It's a great staple.
That's, really?
Yeah, they're mm-hmm. good staple items.
You so, can always build from the black.
That's true.
Right.
You can. You splash mm-hmm. some color.
Okay, so you would tell her about me.
I'd say, okay, Sam loves to relax and lounge on his porch, patio. He loves
yeah, but
to
that's
smoke.
Not what you dress
no,
for.
No, but
you
I'm trying to, I'm trying
out.
To tell her. She's just
but
talking
if
about.
But it could be for like a...
He likes Jackie Collins novels.
You know, I could wind up getting you a hammock.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
true.
A hammock and a great book or,
sounds
you know,
good.
Like some barbecue tools. Or
right.
I mean,
you
just
find, out,
find out about you and what it is that you like and what kind of direction she wants to go in.
Right.
So it's not always about the clothes.
Right. And then there's certain things, though, that I don't think you should buy as gifts, right? Like colognes and perfumes and things like that. I think even CDs and books, it's like, because you don't know the person's taste, you know?
Well, the perfume can be kind of personal.
Mm.
So that's more like for a close
relationship.
Gift. Yeah,
I see. Okay.
You know, something that you would give someone that you know very well.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Books, not so much, because if you know what the person is interested in,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
you can say,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'll pick this up for him, and you can make a great basket out of it.
Or, that's
you know,
a good idea.
You know, just get that, and, you know, like a book light, and
mm-hmm.
a bookmark, and a notebook, mm-hmm. and a, you know, for a journal, pens, you know, just, and build off of that.
Build a cool little,
right.
little gift
yeah.
bag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and let's see, what would I buy Kara? I would buy her a new car, maybe.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. I do want a red one, though.
And,
with, like, real shiny red one, okay?
I see, okay.
Or, like, a reddish-pink one, real shiny.
Reddish-pink, yeah.
Well, like, kind of like a berry kind of color or something just, like, real bright.
Mm.
Okay.
Or, like, the kind of red I want is, like, candy apple. Like, you know, like a bright one.
Mm-hmm. Pretty.
Yeah.
Just a real pretty color. Or...
So you like red, too?
Yeah, I like red. Yeah. Or, like, a baby blue convertible. Shiny.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
Or...
She's not asking for much. You could just...
Yeah. Put it on your board.
Put it on my board. I am.
Yeah.
But Maisha, yeah, I go up in there, and this woman's got it. She's like, she will educate.
Yeah.
She will educate.
You see, I don't know what I would buy, Kira. I mean, what would you buy? What would you buy her? If I wanted to get her a gift, let's say, for her birthday.
Yeah,
well,
what would I
something?
Get me? I don't even know what I'd get me. Makeup. When, I love makeup.
When
she
is your birthday,
makeup.
By the
She's
way,
a great
Kira?
It's in
November.
Oh. She's a great makeup artist.
Really? Yeah.
This
yeah,
girl is
she
truly
does.
Talented.
Yeah.
I mean, really, for real. She
yeah.
can do a lot.
She
yeah.
does do a great job with her makeup.
Well, today,
most
of the time you see me, it's all car makeup where I'm like...
Yeah.
The car almost getting wrecked.
But at least you know, like, the right amounts to put on and things like that. You know, sometimes with makeup, it's like, it's just too much, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
it turns me off.
Yeah, like where you see,
really
like,
does.
Layers.
Yeah. A lot of base, you know, and
yeah,
it
yeah.
just doesn't look good.
I have to work on it, though. Sometimes I'm in the car and it's rough.
Yeah, like, I saw a woman driving. I haven't seen this in a long time. Putting eyeliner on driving. And I'm mm-hmm. like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
I stopped
I know.
Doing that.
Yeah. So going back to the question, what do you think would be good for her? I mean, should I buy her clothes? Should I buy her?
No.
Clothes is not a good idea.
That would irritate
right?
me. I had a roommate buy me
really?
Clothes, and she just loves fashion, but it's so personal that it was weird.
Kara is not a person that I would buy clothes for.
Mm-hmm.
I would go with her,
mm-hmm.
which is what I do a lot too. You know, go with people and pick things for them. But I wouldn't buy an item of clothing for her.
Right. Mm. Right.
Yeah. Because she has her own
style that she likes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, but she does love a cute bag.
Yeah.
You can get
really?
Her a cute bag. Yeah.
Cute bag.
Mm. Cute bags. Okay, now there's an idea.
Yeah.
I have till November
bag.
To find one.
Yeah.
A cute bag.
I love makeup. I love girly shit. I love earrings.
She's a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even
but then
something
again,
cute for your hair.
Yeah, like a really cute feathery thing.
Yeah.
Or with sequins and gems.
Mm-hmm. She's over the top, though, really.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. We call it frills to the max.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I call it Texas Gaudy. I love it.
Oh, really?
I love it.
Well, you know, Texas, it's a good place to be from.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But I love it. I'm over the top, too.
Uh-huh.
I always think you look really great. Like, you come in, I always think you have great dresses, and it always looks nice.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I never feel like you look like too intense.
Well, with my accessories, you know. Like,
yeah, she can accessorize. This girl.
The big hoops and the... bangles and the, you know, all of that. The
yeah.
big chunky jewelry.
What do you think are some of people's major faux pas when it comes to dressing? What are some of the issues that you have?
Well, I think every woman, regardless of your size, you should wear an undergarment.
Mm. Like which
some
kind?
Kind of foundation.
Okay, like panties? Or bras? Or what are we talking about?
Talking about like a smoother.
Oh,
just
okay.
Something like a foundation just to... Not so much a girdle.
Okay.
Yeah,
because, you know,
a Spanx or something, maybe?
Yeah, just to smooth you out. I think if you don't wear it every day, you should have something in your repertoire.
Okay, somewhere. So you think it's like a staple that you should have?
It really is. It
yeah.
really is. And just because you're a two doesn't mean that you can wear everything.
Okay.
You know, you must own a mirror.
Yeah, it helps.
A mirror, yes. And I have at least one good friend.
Yeah, exactly. To tell you the truth.
A mirror and a good friend is a good part. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Those are good things.
Yeah, good things. Seamless panties, too.
I love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, we do. Yeah. Seamless panties.
Yeah.
What about no panties?
If that's how you roll.
If that's how you roll, do it.
If that's how you roll.
Yeah, that's how she rolls.
Sometimes. I've actually rocking a girdle today. Not hardcore, but just like super control top panties, just because they're the clean ones.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, well, they're super clean. I'm going to put them on.
You're getting down to your da-da-da-das.
I'm getting down to my da-da-da-das, da-da-da-da-da, girdle panties. Yeah, they make you feel like instant. They make me feel instantly like kind of a little grandma-ish, though. Because these aren't pretty ones. They're kind of like, I'm a girdle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that's okay. I'm not getting down, so.
So, with your mini dresses and everything, you mostly don't wear panties,
No, I
huh?
do. I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just stuff that's...
You don't want to pull a Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct or something, right?
No. I don't want people
not
seeing
into
it. It's just, it's a very private area. It's not something I want people seeing. I barely see it unless I have a mirror. I mean, like, it's just... You know, and if I can't see it, why should the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go.
What do you think about all that? I mean, obviously you're against it, but we were just talking about Lindsay Lohan, and she's coming back from where she coming back from?
Cannes. She from hasn't Cannes. Come back yet.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Do you buy it?
No.
No?
She chucked it over on the yacht wherever she was.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. She thinks she can thumb her nose and do whatever she wants to do because she's a little starlet. Who are you?
Like above the law.
You know, really.
How old is she now?
She's only like 23 or something.
Yeah, something like that.
You got to have some sense of that age. I mean, I did.
You know, the fact is people don't say no to her.
Mm-hmm. How not? She's not that big of a deal.
Well, the people around her, you're right.
To the people around her, she is. You know, her mother didn't say no. She was a cash cow. Her mother can't say no. Mm-hmm. I mean, I equate her with the little Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm.
It's something about that little girl that just makes my skin crawl.
Miley?
Yeah. It's just, it's like they're too grown. They're grown before their time.
Yeah.
And it's like, just enjoy being a young woman before you just go out and party hard. And it might be easy for me to say because I'm not in that life, but calm down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's been arrested now.
Yeah, so many times.
So many times. I mean, get a grip.
And she's facing jail now.
And, you know, I mean, Paris Hilton did some time. It cleaned her up a bit.
Yeah.
It did clean her up a bit. I mean, she's still Paris, but she's...
Yeah. She's not the Paris that she was before she...
Yeah, I mean, she's not... Yeah, she's not running into things or driving drunk or whatever. Was that like a cool thing? The whole, let's just be a little bit rebellious? I think people that have too much... I want to say beyond wealth, but people that have too much easy rides in life, because we're all looking for purpose, basically. We all need to find in this life our purpose and our meaning. And if you never find what that is, you're going to look for it, and it's going to get reckless. And I think you have these people that they've never been through adversity. They've never been told no, like you said. They've never had to struggle. They've never had to go without. Mm-hmm. So they're like, you know, I see these girls walking into these coffee shops in their Beamers looking like wearing homeless clothes because they want to look like they're deep and they've been working on a project all night. But, you know, they haven't. They just want to feel important. That's
true. It takes effort to look like that.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, homeless chic.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's our society. If you look at the reality TV shows now, who are the Kardashians, and why do they have a show that we need to keep up with them? You know, but I will say that I do watch from time to time. You know, I will say
I was
into like
it
a train
for
a wreck, right?
It is. It's a train wreck that you cannot help but watch.
Right. Yeah.
Like The Housewives. I watch all of them.
Okay, girl. Okay, guess which one's coming on Monday?
Oh, New Jersey.
New Jersey's
but it already
off.
Started. No, oh, it started 2 weeks ago. You already missed it. But last night, New York. Do you watch New York?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Mm-mm, what happened?
Kelly had a nervous breakdown.
She's the redhead, right?
No, she's the tall blonde.
Oh, okay. She's blonde. Okay. I thought she was kind of red. But yeah, okay.
That's Jill.
Okay. No, you're right. Okay. So okay. Kelly's kind of
Kelly
a...
Kelly unraveled last night.
She went off on Jill, right?
No. On Bethany.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You gotta watch.
This is a new soap.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, but...
Please get on it so that we can chat it up, because I think it would really build our friendship deeper, because this franchise is... It's exactly the... It's exactly what we're talking about. It's people that have too much time and money and are bored, and they invent things to bitch about, right?
Right.
So they find rich ones, rich wives?
Yes and no.
Yeah, mostly.
You know... It's a franchise. They started with Orange County, and they're down in, what do they call it? Coto de Caso, or whatever they call it. You know, some exclusive. And it's just like these women, you know, just excess and just too much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just our society. And it's like, it's kind of becoming a little perverted now.
Mm.
Because you look at the show, I don't even know the name of it, but the little girl who was busted for being in that little ring of burglars who were breaking into celebrities'
homes.
Did
you hear about that?
No.
Sam, about these girls, or it was like a group of people that were like, they were kind of like the celebrity hangout friends. I guess they were all kind of Young Money or Young Hollywood. And they would go to these parties and ransack like Paris Hilton's house. There's a bunch of people.
Yeah. Really? And what they
like
would
steal stuff.
They stole like well over $1 million worth of jewelry.
Really?
And they busted them. But one of the girls who was arrested has a show on E! And it's like, really? When did this happen?
Was she being convicted of it? Or
she went to court the other day, and she has to go to jail.
Really?
Yeah, and she's like, why did this happen? Really? That's because people don't say no.
Yeah.
You know, their parents are afraid to say no. They want to be your friend and not your parent. No, you need to be a parent before you're the friend.
Right. There's not going to be any, like, until my kid is well grown, there's not going to be any margarita hour with my kid. There's not going to be any of this, like, hey, you should get your boobs done this way. None of that.
Do you have kids?
I don't.
You don't have kids?
Nope.
Okay, so, but you know about it.
My bags
obviously.
Are my kids.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, Maisha, the thing that we weren't supposed to talk about that we're going to bring up, because I've talked about my internet dating, because I said they'll send me those free trials and then I'll get online and for 2 weeks and check out the inventory and then rack up my free dates until I expires. So how's it going?
Don't embarrass her.
No, we're not embarrassing. Okay. No, because this was a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. This was a couple of years ago when I did
so
it.
So we can talk about it now.
You're so sweet. Look at that. He's never that serious.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Sam.
You're sweet, Sam.
We got to respect our guests. You know?
No.
I know. We respect.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
No, a couple of years ago, I decided to try online dating.
Mm-hmm.
Silly.
But it's not a stigma. It's 2010. You know, people meet.
No,
everybody does it. I met my wife through online dating.
Really?
Yeah,
and they're married.
So there's no stigma. Yeah.
Which site?
On J-Date, on the Jewish site.
Okay. I know J-Date.
Jewish site.
One of my former coworkers was on J-Date.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and she met her now husband as she was leaving a coffee date with the guy that she met on J-Date.
Really?
Oh, that's funny.
She met him in the parking lot.
And she was on a date with a J-Date.
She was on a J-Date.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
But she met her husband in the parking lot, leaving the J-Date. So I was on a site, well, one of the sites that I was on.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I can't look at Carol. It was called Black People Meet.
Uh-huh. Black People Meet!
And Karen just thought it was so hilarious.
Sounds descriptive.
It's just another special interest, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but so I would get emails from White Chocolate.
White chocolate. These are the white dudes that are into black chicks.
Into black chicks. Uh-huh. Yeah, like white chocolate.
Do you like white guys?
I have nothing against. I've never gone out with a white guy.
But you've never been attracted to a white
guy? I have a lot of white boyfriends in my head.
Like who?
Like Brad Pitt and George Clooney.
Brad Pitt does not do it for me. I
don't
get
it. He doesn't do it for me either. He's pretty, but he doesn't do it.
There was one scene in Benjamin Button when he was in the lake or wherever he was swimming, mm-hmm. and he came out, and I was like, ooh. But it was just that one time when I kind of looked at him and cocked my head.
Right.
No, George Clooney.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Who's another one? Bradley Cooper, but he has to have the right haircut.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
He's good.
Not so much anymore, but Robert Redford.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just Robert Redford, like Redford, old crusty man, a little bit crunchy, sexy.
But do you know who I absolutely love because he's just so intellectual? Is Steve Edwards on Good Day LA?
Oh, really? Yeah. You like him?
I
love
Steve
really?
Edwards.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's unusual.
If I'm gonna do white, I'm just gonna.
You go straight to your CPA, right? That's hysterical.
Yeah, no, but I have a lot of white boyfriends.
Yeah.
In my head. Yeah.
In your head.
Yeah.
So what about what's your celebrities as far as you tend to like black men more, right?
Yeah.
And what are some celebrity guys that you would say, okay, these are the guys that I'm more interested in?
Well, let's see.
Denzel, right?
No.
No?
See, that's another
No.
All black chicks don't go for Denzel.
Really?
No.
Because I hear like everybody loves him. White, black. You know?
Yeah, no, not so much.
No, huh?
No.
Okay.
Just not your type?
He's not. Yeah, he doesn't do it for me.
Okay.
Who does it for me that's black? You know, it's kind of sad. Will Smith doesn't do it for me either.
No?
Yeah, I haven't seen like his last several movies.
Yeah.
Didn't see like 7 Pounds or Hitch or any of those.
Mm. Yeah.
No, there's a guy, his name is Lamon Rucker, mm-hmm. and I think he's really hot.
He's an actor.
He was in... He's been in some Tyler Perry movies.
Oh, really? He's one of the sexy guys that come in and sweep the girl off the feet?
With their shirt off and
all
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the same story with this dude. I mean, I love Tyler Perry, but it's the same line. The guy's working on his car.
I was so disappointed with Why Did I Get Married 2.
Did you see it?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't good?
I wanted my money back.
He has a strong, strong following, though, in the black community. I mean, even the white community. But
I was going to say... Don't count out the white gays because they love Madea.
Really?
I think the problem with the Madea thing, and this is my friends and I went to see it, is that it presents itself as a very character comedy because you love that character. I mean, she's like, I'll cut you, and she's got corn rolls and she's in prison. I mean, she just is such a great character. But then it kind of takes all these different storylines and kind of goes the Hallmark route, and you're like, you want more of the character?
Yeah. But see, I don't like the character as much.
Oh, really? You don't like Madea?
Yeah, not so much because it's a little buffoonery, and I don't like it all that much. You know,
what do you
I
mean?
Get
do you
it.
Feel a little more insulting, or do you feel like it's the same
because,
kind of thing?
Yeah, because, you know, not to get too deep with
it. No, get deep. I want to hear what you have to say.
You know, I call myself black. I refer to myself as black.
Okay.
I don't call myself African-American. Mm-hmm. Black folks... often are just seen in one light in the media.
Yeah.
And it's not always a positive light.
Yeah.
And so I don't like for certain images to be put out there,
mm-hmm.
and people say, you know, we're just, okay, that's it.
Okay.
You know, because I'm not Madea, but some yeah. people will say, well, we're all like that, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're all like gangster rap or whatever.
You just find it's like kind of, it's old. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit tired.
Yeah.
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 Or you need to see more variety, and you're like, I'm just tired of the same.
A little more variety. Yeah. You know, it's mm-hmm. just, we're not all about the ones, the one trick, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
We have right. a couple of different tricks.
Right. Yeah, well, that's, you know? And that's true. Mm-hmm. That's really true. I think a lot of different, you know, ethnicities and subcultures kind of get categorized, especially in the media, as this or that or this or that, and it's like the go-to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The go-to thing.
Yeah.
So I guess that would get super old after a while. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe, you know, it's, I don't know. I don't really know the demographics as far as Tyler Perry's, like, who watches it more. But he is a huge...
He has a huge following.
Huge following.
But I will say that his movies with Madea tend to make more than his movies that don't have Madea.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. And I've never been to any of his plays.
I haven't either.
Yeah. I just... Nothing against Tyler. You mm-hmm. know, I think he's great. What he's doing is great. He's, you know, made himself out of nothing. He was homeless living in his car.
Really?
Really.
And he's turned into this... you know, multimillionaire, you know, kudos to him. But right. I just wish it could be, you know, doing...
A little more diverse, or...
A character who isn't so that way.
Yeah.
I'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
But it's his character. He owns it. It's great. I love it. But...
Now, Why'd I Get Married, the first one,
mm-hmm.
I thought was funny.
Great movie.
I thought it was off the chain. I laughed our ass off.
I will watch it every time I come across it on television. It doesn't
it's
matter.
It's so funny.
Really? Yeah.
Why'd I Get Married?
Oh, have you seen
so
it?
So funny.
No,
oh,
I haven't
Sam,
seen
you'd
it.
Love
you have
it.
To check it out.
There
really?
Is some funny stuff
yeah.
in that movie.
And it's not just a black thing. It's just
no.
it's just a real couple thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really funny. So I was excited for the second one.
Yeah. Hated it.
Really?
Yeah.
Bummer.
I won't say I hated it, but I was just disappointed. It didn't live up to the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So you own a temp agency? Is that
yes.
what it is?
Yes.
How long have you had that?
What is this? 4 years.
4 years?
Yeah. But we've been in business since 1979.
Really?
Yeah.
So what do you mean we have been in?
Well, the company has been around since 1979.
Right.
And, you know, we're still in business.
Right. So what's the 4 years?
Well, the 4 years that I've been running things.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. 4 years that I've been running things, you know, our economy, business is down, but
temp
we're not
is hard right now.
Yeah,
huh?
We're not out, we're just down.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I would think that temp actually would be better in economic
times.
Is
it coming
like
up
this?
A bit right now?
It's picking up a bit.
Yeah,
you know,
because a lot of people are laid off or whatever, and then you need some temporary help, right?
Yeah, but you know, when it comes down to the bottom line, if you need to save money, you need to save money.
Right.
So instead of having four secretaries doing the work for 10 people, you have two secretaries doing the work for 10 people.
I
you know,
see.
If you
okay.
can cut
that's
it
what
out.
They're doing a lot. A
yeah.
lot of people
right.
are taking
well, Kara
on,
knows because
yeah.
she would temp.
Mm. Yeah.
And she's not getting the calls as much anymore. And
no.
She was highly requested by a
aww.
Lot. Well, you know you are.
She's right. She's right. And it's not for my computer skills, that's for sure.
No, it's not.
They know. They know what they're getting when they
know what they're getting.
They're getting personality, and yeah, I'll help you out with that.
They love Kara. You might get her guitar, too.
Oh, yeah, there you go. I did. Mm-hmm. I brought one of my guitars to one of my jobs.
Did you really?
Yeah, I had a show that night. I had to work out a song.
Uh-huh.
But they were cool clients. They knew me and everything. But no, I remember Maisha sent me on, who now I'm friends with the law firm, and they still, you know, they still request. But one of the first times I worked there, there was kind of a dick lawyer who we're now friends. He was. Mm-hmm. And he was, like, just giving me attitude. And this is my thought. You go into kind of these dusty old law firms, and it's, like, all brown and dark. And you could tell everybody's just on the computer. And I walk in, and I'm sunny and happy or whatever. And I think sometimes I can threaten people. Not because I'm going to take their job. Clearly, I can't. But just almost like you're on our turf or something. And I think I got a little bit of attitude from this one lawyer, like, power thing. Like, oh, I run the place here. This is how it goes. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm just like deer in the headlights. Like, whatever. I'll do whatever. Yes is the answer you're going to get. Not sure it's going to come out right. But I'll do my best, basically. So he gave me, like, he was about to leave. He was kind of rude to me all day. He gave me this huge stack of papers. And he's like, I need to make a copy of this before I leave. And I'm leaving in 15 minutes with the other partner. And I need you to hurry up. I was like, oh, okay. So...
This is a hilarious story.
So I go into the copy room, and I put down the paper, and I'm making copies. And he's already, like, not likes me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he comes in, he's like, what are you doing? And I, at this time, I've already hit my limit where I'm a little pissed at the guy for being so rude to me. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm making copies for you. And he's like, but I have to leave in like 5 minutes. I'm like, well, these things take time, Albert. They take time. If you know, I looked at him like, oh, you're not, this is my last straw. Mm-hmm. He goes, well, you're doing it. He goes, you're doing it one at a time? And I was like, well, is there a better way, Albert? He grabs the papers from me and shoves them on this top file and puts them in there and then walks away. And I was like, oh, shit, I could have.
She didn't know to put them in the feeder.
I didn't know that you could put them in a feeder, so I had this stack of papers going one at a time.
Oh, God.
And I was mad at him because he was thinking I wasn't working fast enough. I was working as fast as I could. And so then he walked away, and he didn't push the button. And I'm sitting there. I feel so stressed. I'm like, he already yelled at me. I already messed up. And he walked away, and he put the things in the feeder. And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to just stand here and not push the button? Or am I supposed to push the button and screw it up? I didn't know. I never went to, like, copy machine 101. And so he leaves, and I just push the button, and I stared at it like, uh-oh, here we go. What's going to happen? And it starts working, and then it gets jammed. And really? I open up the thing. I'm trying to unjam it before it comes back. I'm like, I'm so dead. But I got it fixed before he came back, and then he kind of finished it up. And he was definitely, like, didn't like me, but we became buddies after that.
And they love you there.
They love me.
They call for her all the time.
Really?
Yeah, and it's like an ongoing joke how I'm not a good. Not that I'm bad. I actually do more work than the girl they hired.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we wish you were here. Mm. But it's funny. No, but it's funny. You know, it's just not my skill set.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
No, you don't belong in an office.
Nope. No. I had somebody look at me one time. They're like, you're no office worker. I'm like, praise the Lord. That's just not my calling. I'm okay. There's just some things I'm okay with not being good at.
Yeah.
I'm okay with not being good at a mechanic, as being a mechanical person.
Yeah.
I'm okay that I don't know how to, fix things around the house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that stuff. That's where man can come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some things that I'll be happy. Functionally speaking, when I get married, there'll be some really great things that I really would like him to be maybe a computer savvy a bit. So I can be like, here you go. And then, and very much a man's man with like with an axe or whatever, hammers, drills, all that stuff, just boom, delegate.
Yeah.
It's not that we're incapable. I just have no interest.
She's got such a fantasy about getting married. You know, everything's going to be fine.
It's not going to be fine.
He's going to take care of all the power tools and all the computers.
Hopefully. Do you fix shit around your house?
No.
If something breaks, do you fix it?
Oh, you're the hire guy. You hire
people.
Yeah,
exactly. Or I bring a friend or something, you know.
Well, that's still, you're still getting the job done, Sam.
But
that's my point.
But I do the computer stuff, yeah.
Perfect. See, I like that part.
Yeah.
Computer stuff, and if you can't fix it, you figure it out.
Yeah.
You delegate, you figure that out, right? What kind of man do you go for, Myesha?
Well, I have a BF.
You have a BF?
Yeah.
What's a BF?
Boyfriend.
Oh, you do? Okay, yeah. Tell us about it. Him. Tell us about him.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, how long have you known him?
He's funny. I've known him 13 years.
Really?
Yeah, we've been friends.
Well, so you guys didn't
meet
on Black People Meet.
No.
I know that. Okay, yeah. I'm backtracking now. Because that was a while ago.
That was a while ago.
And then you guys have been friends for a long time. And then
Wow, and then something happened, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that unusual?
He came to his senses.
Really?
No, I'm teasing.
But did you guys know back then that there was something there? Or
no, we were just friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were just friends.
So how does it suddenly, I mean, who decides? Did both of you decide at a certain point, we going to take it further? Or?
Well, I know for me, you know, it was always a little, you know, something there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a great-looking guy, really funny, just a great guy all around.
Mm-hmm.
So I always thought. But then he was married.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, but we were friends, you know.
Yeah,
friends.
Yeah.
And then he's, you know, a widow. And, and, you know, so it just kind of happened over the, you know, like,
There was an opening, so you went for it.
No, he's a big dude. Is he a big dude?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay, because usually
I know, I like the big guys.
She likes them big.
Yeah, I like football players.
Really?
Big guys, yeah.
And he's not?
No, he's not.
But he's not, like, tiny.
No, he's not tiny.
Yeah.
No, because I can't do tiny.
No, I can't do tiny either.
No.
I tried it one time,
I
and I was
tiny.
Like, this is not cool.
No. You know who I love? Not the person himself, but like his physique is like a Suge Knight. Everybody knows Suge Knight, so that's why I can or just like a football player, you know, like that. But no, he's not. But he's just the kindest, sweetest, most caring man.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And how long have you been going out now?
Well, we about a year.
A year.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's serious.
Yeah, you know, we've had some hiccups, but you know, as we all do.
Yeah.
You know, but he's a wonderful, wonderful man.
Is he listening?
That's cool.
He's not.
Okay, good. No. You can just spill it then. Okay, I didn't know if he was listening or not.
No, he's not listening.
He'll listen later.
No, but no, I can't say enough about him.
Wonderful.
You know,
that's good.
And you know, the thing that I can say, and you'll get this, like, I've been to church with a man before, you know, but I've never had a man that I was in a relationship with pray for me before.
Yeah.
And that's just, like, awesome.
Like, really? A spiritual dude.
Yeah, I mean, he's complete package.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, just...
There you go.
So where is he with, I mean, we're going to talk about it because he's not listening. So have you guys talked about marriage? Is that something that you...
We have not talked about marriage, but he does know that that's, you know, on my radar.
Yeah.
You know, he knows, and you know, at least one child is on my radar.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So, you know, these things he knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, good.
Yeah. So that's good. So
you're compatible.
And where is he with as far as, like, does he want kids and marriage?
Well, he has children.
Okay.
So, but since we did talk about it, you know, he canceled a snip-snip.
Mm, really?
Oh, yeah, okay, so. Good.
Good.
He was going to get one done.
Yeah. Yeah.
He canceled a snip-snip.
Yeah, he did.
No, they can reverse that, right? If a man gets his balls tied, they can untie it?
I've heard
they
that
don't
you
tie
can.
The balls.
Well, they do something. They tie
the
something.
Tubes, yeah.
Tubes. We get tied.
So what happens if they what do they tie down there?
They cut.
Yeah.
What do they cut?
They cut.
The tubes that transfer the semen, I think.
Yeah.
Then where does semen go? Because it doesn't stop going, right?
No, I don't. You still produce, but it just doesn't. It's not as.
Maybe it's a semen without the sperm in it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah,
the semen is
the
liquid.
Yeah, but where's mm-hmm. the sperm part go?
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe you just stop producing or
but
something.
But vasectomies can be reversed.
They can be reversed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why would you want to get into it in the first place? I don't know. I wouldn't do it.
You would never get
no,
it?
No, I would never
Even
do
if
it.
You're never going to have kids again?
No. No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. You know?
Well, I know that birth control for women is kind of comes with its own loaded issue. So,
yeah.
And whereas I think men, it's always like I'm not gonna get
the pill. Just had a birthday.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks ago.
Like 30 years is it?
Yeah.
30 years.
Do you
wow.
take the pill?
I used to.
Okay. Are we fans or no?
We're fans.
Okay.
Yeah, we're fans. I now have something else, but not the
what
pill.
What do you have now?
I have.
What do you have? You don't have an IUD.
Yeah.
You have an IUD.
Yeah.
Really?
What's wrong with that?
Because I've heard some horror stories about it.
No.
No, it's been around for a long time.
Yeah. Where does it go?
Well, because I have
cervix
other...
or is it up there?
It goes
it's
in
way
the cervix,
up there.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, but I have issues, which
oh, okay.
is the reason why I have it, and it's
okay.
been wonderful for me. So
good.
Okay.
Good
yeah.
for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it works for some people.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's bad, but I've had I know a girl that had an abdomen pain, went to the doctor, and her IUD like slipped up and went into places it shouldn't have gone.
Yeah. No, one of my girlfriends, her body just shot hers out literally. It just expelled it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So it's not for everybody.
It is a foreign object in the body. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
IUD. Can you feel it?
No.
No.
Did it hurt when they put it in?
It wasn't pleasant.
Yeah.
Is it the cervix or is it in the uterus somewhere? Or the
well,
ovaries?
It's.
I don't know where they put it.
It doesn't get that far.
No.
It's in the opening, I think. You know, the cervix.
I don't know where they put it. The cervix.
Yeah,
you
have an IUD.
Did you ever felt your cervix?
No.
Okay.
You have?
I did because I thought I lost a tampon one time. And I have short hands. So I've never been up that far. And I hate putting my finger up my vagina. It just feels awkward. It is just not, you know what I mean? It's just like a weird feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's like, oh, it's just, it's so soft. I'm afraid I'm going to mess something up down there. And I was fishing for this tampon thinking it was up there. And I felt something kind of like a little bump. Not like a you know, it felt like the end of a tampon. And so I'm trying to pull this thing out. And I found out it's your cervix.
She's trying to pull out her cervix.
And it's your cervix.
You're very flexible.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was scared.
I mean, how were you? Like, you were, like, up on a windowsill or something.
Yeah, I mean, I had the leg going up
yeah.
here. And then I was, like, switching this way. And then I was like, Lord, help me, you know. So, you know, I was fishing.
Yeah.
I was fishing, girl.
Yeah.
I didn't even know, though. I didn't know that that's where your cervix was, or that's what it felt like.
Yeah. But you know what? I used to be with a girl once that had an IUD, and I could feel it when, you
yeah.
know, during intercourse and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, really?
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. But, you know, you just have to be careful, you know. That's
did it?
All.
Did, was it uncomfortable for you?
Yeah, a little bit. So I just wouldn't go as deep, you know.
Well.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? You know, the trials and tribulations of being a woman. What yeah. can I
mean,
I tell you?
And they just, they are. There are some. That's all I'm going to say.
It's a fabulous
it's
thing.
It's not easy, yeah,
it's
but
a
it's
fabulous
great.
Thing, huh?
Yeah. You got to embrace your feminine.
You need to embrace yourself, crazy man. Some of my favorite words, though, that Maisha used the other day, was you use trifling, which my sister used to use that. My sister grew up around a lot of more of an urban community, and she used to be on the phone, and I lived in Texas, and we'd be talking, and she'd be like, that trifling hoe. She would say stuff all the time that got me cracking, but you said something. I recommended somebody for Maisha that for job placement, and then you mm-hmm. went out of your way to help her, and then she just, like, decided, oh, this isn't for me, right? And Maisha calls me. She's like, that worrisome trick. She's like, that worrisome trick. I was cracking up so hard. Oh, man.
She was a pain. Oh,
my man.
Gosh. Yeah. I was, yeah.
Yeah, but that was just hysterical, though. She's yeah. like, worrisome trick.
Not worrisome trick. Mm. But my word is crack-a-lackin'. And
I know,
Kara loves
crack-a-lackin'.
Crack-a-lackin'.
Yeah.
Love it.
Now, do
yeah.
you want to plug your temp agency? I mean, do you want people to know about it?
Or? Sure.
Okay. Is there a website or anything?
Well, our website, we're redoing our website now, okay. but we do have a Facebook page. It's LP Staffing, and that's L for Legal, P for Plus Staffing.
Uh-huh.
And we have an email address, which is lpsresumes mm-hmm. At gmail.com.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
lpsresumes@gmail.com.
So if you guys want to
yes.
get a temp or if you want to get a personal shopper.
Personal shopping, where should they find you? Same place?
Well, I'm on Facebook. My personal shopper, and that's MAI, a play on my name. Mm-hmm. My personal shopper.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And it's
wonderful.
Going good, huh? Are people getting into it and stuff?
Yeah, they are. You know, I mean, I love it. It's something yeah. that I would do for free. And,
really?
You know, that's the
wow,
thing
that
that's you should
cool.
do.
Yeah.
You know, I find joy in that. So my daytime gig is what,
yeah.
you know, I have to do, but this is what I love to do.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's great.
Cool.
That's so awesome.
Well, thank you so much for joining
we
us.
We love you, Maisha.
Great.
Thank you for having
yes,
me.
Yes, of course. And I just wanted to give a shout out to my former co-host, Susie,
oh.
who just had a baby in Australia.
Oh, wow. Congratulations, Susie.
And this is the last person on earth you'd think would have a baby, right? Because she's
oh, really?
Like, yeah, she's got gypsy tattooed on her arm, you know, so she's
yeah.
like all over the place. But she's a different Susie now, you know. She met her dream boy and they're in Australia. And she's having a blast. So I just wanted to give her a shout out,
that's
Susie,
so
and congratulations to, I think her girl's name is Charlie.
That's adorable.
I love that name
love
for a girl.
That.
You know?
That's so cute.
Yeah.
What does gypsy mean? Gypsy means like nomad kind
that,
of deer.
Yeah,
thing?
Like
okay.
she's all over the place. She
cool.
doesn't stay in one place too many times. And
that's cool, man. A little traveler.
Like that. Yeah.
Well, she'll be having a little bundle with her when she travels now.
There you go. We'll yeah. All right, Kara. Thank you so much.
Oh, I did want to send a shout out, too.
Yes.
This isn't a birthday, but one of our listeners, she sends me a lot of emails. She's way cool. Lauren from Wisconsin. What up, girl? Hi. Get your Wisconsin cheese on. She's so cool, though.
There you go, Lauren. Okay. Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm. And have a great weekend, both of you. Have a great time. And we'll see you all Monday.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, originating from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. If you have questions about the show or would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.